Yeah, buddy, that is Slightly Stupid, 2 a.m. I do enjoy Slightly Stupid. I like ska music. I like all that kind of stuff. And welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Gigax, and I am here with Michael Brazemley.
Hi, everyone.
All right, and today we are going to talk about an important topic, which is the medical eight restriction. So briefly give an overview, Michael, of what is this medical restriction?
Well, you get a doctor's note says you can only work 8 hours a day. I mean, that means you cannot work any time over 8 hours in a day.
And this is, like you say, doctor's orders.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what... And then usually it'll accompany where it'll say you shouldn't work over 40 hours in a week
or something.
It may not necessarily say that, but whatever your hours restriction is from the doctor, the important thing that we really want to get to in this episode, don't work past that time.
Right.
If it says 8 hours, you better only work 8 hours.
So, or 40 hours.
Right.
So,
whatever the restriction is.
So if management says, oh, you know what? I need you to, just finish the routing. Just give me 30 minutes.
Right.
Well, if you do... Uh-huh. That proves to management that you can work a past 8 hours. And then they're going to say that, well, you did it yesterday, so you can do it again today.
Right. Because the whole idea behind that medical restriction is that you are not able to work past beyond eight hours.
Exactly.
And the reason why you can tell management no if they order you to work past 8 hours is because... It's a safety violation.
Oh, yes.
You are putting your health in danger. Well,
what is the only thing that you don't have to follow instructions when they give you instructions?
If it's unsafe, illegal, unethical, or impossible. I was at impossible. Mm-hmm. So this one is unsafe. So you do not have to follow that instruction.
Exactly.
And you should not follow that instruction because, like Michael says, they're going to try to use it against you.
And then let's say that you've been working 9 hours a day and you're a medical aid.
Right.
And you got yourself hurt.
Ah, yes.
Then what happens? What do the management is going to say?
They're going to discipline the carrier for violating their own restriction.
Oh, no. If you try to file workman's comp or whatever.
Oh, right. I got you.
Management is the one who caused this problem because there was that medical issue. They're going to say, no, this carrier said they had no problem working that extra hour.
Right. Like you
They'll voluntarily put the blame back.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep. Okay?
So you know how management is. Don't take that. You got to follow your doctor's orders for your safety.
Yeah.
Your health is better. And more important than the stupid manager who's telling you to do, they want more of your time to deliver that mail because your life and your health is more important than them.
Right.
And the mail.
Right. You have this restriction for a reason. It is for a valid medical reason that a doctor has decided.
Now, Michael, and they are not doctors.
That's right. Management is not doctors. Now, have you heard this going around that if you have an 8 and 40 hour restriction that you are not fit for duty?
Management will try to do that and you're not fit for duty to bid on a route.
Right.
But here's the thing. All routes are supposed to be 8 hours.
That's exactly right.
So they cannot use that against you.
That is exactly right. If you can work 8 hours in a day, you are absolutely fit for duty.
Fit for duty. 100%. And you can work and bid on a route also.
Yep. Yep.
Because
no doubt.
All routes are supposed to be 8 hours. So if they say that you can't, well, are you saying this route is not 8 hours? Then you need to make sure that this route is 8 hours.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Uh-huh.
Yep, and so that is absolutely a grievance.
And that would be a grievance.
And you know,
they know that it's not 8 hours.
That's one of those really interesting grievances where let's say you would have been the high bidder. Management denies your right to bid.
Mm-hmm.
And so while you're waiting for the grievance, then the whole process goes through. You're on your original route for like 2 months until you finally win the grievance and you get put on that new route. Well, now you get 2 months of out of schedule pay.
Yes.
So that every day that you worked, instead of straight time, it's now all overtime.
Yeah.
And that's pretty nice.
And if the steward is smart enough, also would file a 271G or whatever else.
A special inspection.
A special inspection to get
the route cut.
Because management said it's not 8 hours.
You're right. Yeah, right. They're already making the admission.
Since
that's
admitted
a good call.
That it's not 8 hours.
Right,
you
right
get
from
a cut.
Word go. Yeah,
that would be in your contention to file that grievance.
Good times, everybody. So again, the moral of the story, if you have a medical restriction, for Christ's sake, don't violate your medical restriction.
Your doctor is the one who's right, making sure your health is correct. Don't violate that.
That's it. All right. So thank you guys for listening, and we will catch you all next time.